Chuck, how you doing today? You doing all right?
Oh, man, it's a good day. It's a good day.
Are you ready to come to Nashville, man?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I love Nashville, and we are going to rock and roll in Nashville with the Happy Together Tour.
Yes, we are, and it's coming up actually pretty rapidly here before you know it. You know, when you take a look, seems like, well, it's a little far off, but it's actually quicker than you think. It's coming up on June 16th at 7 o'clock down at the TPAC, and, man, we are going to be having a great time having you here, and we appreciate you joining us here this morning, which is nice to have you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, be there in a little over a month.
Tell everybody how it came to be that you were involved with one of the greatest rock and roll bands around, Three Dog Night.
Well, you know, we got together. We were in L.A. I was on Columbia Records. Mm-hmm. Danny and Corey were on MGM. And, you know, these things weren't really going the way we wanted to. So, you know, we decided, look, we're all known in this town. We all got major deals. Let's get together. Mm-hmm. And we did, and the thing that we didn't really know would happened. When the three of us sang harmony, it was a whole other thing.
Yeah.
This wonderful jewel that popped up that only could happen when the three of us sang, and it was special, and that's when Three Dog Night was born.
Yeah. Now, you sang lead on all the major hits that everybody knows, yes?
Yeah, I sang a lot of them. One Easy to Be Hard.
Yeah.
Joy to the World. Jeremiah was a bullfrog. And Jeremiah was here and did that. He embarrasses me. It actually hurt my ears there for a while. Celebrate, Eli's Coming, mm-hmm. Piece of April, Old Fashioned Love Song. Yeah,
we play them all, brother, right here on this station on Hippie. It's great to know that. You know, we always say that Jeremiah's down along the Cumberland here in Nashville. I go down and play with him every once in a while.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. I want to tell you something. This Jeremiah thing, I mean, I live a nice life because of this little frog. You know?
Yeah, y'all bet.
And it's, you know, whoever thought that a message that initially was meant for everyone, including the fishes in the deep blue sea.
Right.
But really, that line was there to say, we're talking about everyone.
Yeah.
Come on. Joy to the world, joy to you and me. It was a very positive thing. Of course, the song got bigger than the meaning of it, mm-hmm. and became a part of Americana, and you know, even young kids know that line. They don't know
sure.
the rest of it, but they know that line.
Well, if nothing else, they know that Jeremiah was a bullfrog, that's for sure.
Yeah, they, they do.
Tell me something. One of my favorite, all-time favorite Three Dog Night songs is One. How'd that song come about?
Well, you know, we were sitting around writing tunes and, you know, trying to come up with something new. And what happened was some serious tension started developing when guys were not willing to, like, let someone else write a line or, we're rude, I spent 2 months on that line, you know.
Yeah.
And I saw, whoops, we're in trouble. It doesn't look like we're going to be able to write together. And what we're bringing in individually isn't strong enough. So my days on Columbia Records, where I got to meet, you know, all the great, you know, the great writers, Lieber and Stoller and Goffin and King and, just all of them.
Yeah.
I went to the publishers, you know, and they knew who I was, and I went in and had meetings and went around and around, and finally I got to a guy named Chuck Kay, and he said, you know what, Chuck, there's a writer that I really think they should be using him as a writer, not just an artist, because basically I think he's a great writer.
Mm-hmm.
So he played me the songs, and I heard this song One, and I said, I'll take that. And it was Harry Nilsson.
Yeah.
And Harry Nilsson had a hit at the time, but it was not what he wrote. It was Everybody's Talking.
Hmm.
And he did, you know, he didn't write that. And his other big hit was Without You, which he didn't write. One of the guys in Badfingers wrote.
Hmm.
So You know, so he really never had a huge hit with anything he wrote, but people in the business, you know, Harry Nilsson was the Beatles' favorite artist in the U.S. So,
wow.
Anyway, so that's how I went up there, and he played me a bunch of songs that he thought I'd like, and I went, let me hear the rest of the stuff on the album, and he played it for me, and I heard one, and we completely changed it. You know, we completely changed that song around.
Yeah.
And what the Seven Guys and the Three Dog Night did was amazing, and we made that record a hit.
Well, I'll tell you what, since we talked about it a little bit, let's hear it now. It's one, Three Dog Night, and, of course, Chuck Negron on the all-new Hippie Radio 94.5.